The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock.
Hey guys, so I was just listening to the flat earth stuff, and you mentioned that if all the other planets were discs, they would have to be always presenting the flat side towards us, which actually makes sense if you think about it. Because if our Earth is a disc on four elephants riding on a giant sea turtle, then you would think that the position of that disc is determined by the sea turtle. Now, I happen to have worked with sea turtles a lot, and I know that if you scare them, they will turn their back towards you, so they'll actually twist in the water and present their flat disc side towards you to try and look bigger. So if all the other Atuans out there had a look around and saw what we've done to our disc, then it would make sense that they're afraid of us, and rightly so. So it would make sense that all of the planets in the whole universe have presented their discs with the flat side towards us. It could happen.
Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Everybody, so this is going to be the second half of what we recorded the other day at Glory Hole Studios. We wound up recording for like a couple hours before we were on a couple other shows, and so you'll be hearing a lot of references to the last episode. You'll be hearing a lot of references to things that we talked about in the last episode, specifically Ted Cruz. If you haven't listened to that episode, listen to that one first, and then listen to this one. So enjoy the second half of the show that was recorded just the other day.
Because there's nothing but death and refuse in the rectum. No life can come out of the rectum. The rectum is designed to get rid of death and waste. It's designed for that one purpose. And the sodomites are cheering on and praising the rectum.
So we're going to actually spend a lot of time with the fucking giant man baby Ted Cruz today and his fucking dipe. This one comes from the friendly atheist. Duck Dynasty patriarch urges Iowans to vote Ted Cruz to, quote, rid the earth of gay marriage supporters. So the fucking bearded dipshit Duck Dynasty asshole, who everybody is fucking, they cannot fucking stop getting on this guy's junk. He's just like, he travels around. Now he's a fucking political hero. This is a man who cannot dress himself properly.
This is a guy who makes duck calls, man.
I know.
Why the
and
fuck,
he's a political hero.
Why the fuck are we looking at a guy who makes duck calls and being like, that's my guy. I don't want to hear what this guy has
to
say.
Right, exactly. It's like, oh, that guy looks generally unkempt. Let's go ahead and let's invite the man who looks like he lives in a box to our fucking rally.
This guy couldn't get bus fare on the corner.
Right? This is a man who couldn't afford a truck stop shower.
All right, let's listen to it. This is
God.
Phil Robertson. Is that his name? Phil Robertson?
Don't you understand that when a fellow like me looks at the landscape and sees the depravity, the perversion, redefining marriage and telling us that marriage is not between a man and a woman? Come on, Iowa. It's nonsense.
Well, come on, who?
Iowa. Oh. Perversion? Yeah. It's only perversion if you're thinking about it, bro.
Right?
I don't think about it.
look, I don't care if you strap a fucking cock to your chin. You know what I mean? Like, that's your shit. Like, do your shit. Whatever makes you happy.
I just don't think about other people having sex. It's real easy.
It's not my business, right? It's like, whatever you're fucking into. Like, I don't care what fucking, you know, spider and prey games you want to fucking engage in. That's got nothing at all to do with me. It's a fucking, it's the thing that gets you off. So get off and fucking go make a sandwich. Like,
big government,
what difference
man.
Does it make?
Big government, man. These guys, they fucking, they preach small government, but that is as big as government as you get.
When you're in my bedroom?
When you're in the bedroom.
Right?
When there's room enough for you in my bed, come on now.
Let's be honest, Cecil. If you're in the bed, there's no room for anybody else.
It's very true. There's very little room for oxygen.
That's because you're breathing so heavily trying to get it up. your poor heart is trying to redirect blood.
You gotta help, and she like grabs your crotch. Like, no, you have to pump my heart. You have to basically give me CPR while I try to get an
I'm horny. Break out the defibrillator.
She's got that fucking gas mask on you. She's squeezing fucking air in your
just,
lungs.
I got a fucking vent on
oh,
in order
God.
To.
God.
It is evil. It's wicked. It's sinful.
Well, thanks, buddy.
It's so hot. It's
so who cares?
Sweaty. It's lubey.
It's like, wicked, okay. Evil, sinful. Okay, well, fucking your made-up thing will handle it eventually, so go fuck yourself.
Right, and then we've talked about that, too. Like, isn't that true? It's like, then fucking God's going to get around to it. Right? He's got me. He's got my back in the sense that he's going to literally throw me in a lake of everlasting torturous fire. Why are you mad? Like, what is the difference it makes you? I'm not fucking your ass.
He's super mad about it, though.
Right?
And they want us to swallow it, you say.
Hey-o. Now, look.
You can let it dribble down your chin.
The thing is they'd be totally fine putting it in your beard.
Right?
I mean, you don't need to swallow
it. It's fine. You can spit it out onto your chest and rub it in. I don't care. I just want to die. I just want
to
die.
We have to run this bunch out of Washington, D.C. We have to rid the earth of them. Get them out of there.
Rid the earth
well,
of them.
That sounds like you want to kill him.
Well,
I mean, I don't want to go there.
Kill is a strong word, but maybe shoot them until they die.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's the same. That's actually the same thing.
Ted Cruz loves God. He loves James Madison, and he's a strict constitutionalist.
Wait a second.
What, James Madison?
James Madison, not Jesus. It's James Madison at the right hand of God.
Where did James Madison's just like, wait, what the fuck?
Also, wasn't Madison the one who was like the least religious of all of them?
Well, he said some things like, and I have no doubt that every new example will succeed as every past one has done in showing that religion and government will both exist in greater purity the less they are mixed together. The civil government functions with complete success by the total separation of the church and state. Strongly guarded as is the separation between religion and government in the Constitution of the United States, the danger of encroachment by ecclesiastical bodies may be illustrated by precedents already furnished in their short history. So,
I mean, I don't know why he would even bring him up. He must have mentioned him earlier, and we just missed it.
You know what Ted Cruz understands? He understands the same thing that Zach just got through talking about. God raises these empires up. It is God who brings them down.
And don't you look, I'm not going to just raise them up all the time. I got to wait till Ted Cruz, the giant baby, gets elected. And then we do the out with the old, in with the new sort of thing. And then I'll raise it up and drop it down.
Raise it up, drop it down.
That's how barns go up.
Have you always wanted to win the lottery? Do you suffer from chronic poverty syndrome? Do you have real problems that are too much work to actually work on? Would you rather pretend to help than actually help? Prayer might be right for you.
So this is from Right Wing Watch. Ted Cruz prayer team. Satan is warring against us. So Ted Cruz, we talked about this before. He's got a prayer team, like the Dallas Prayers or something. I don't know what's the name of his team. Like, who do they play against? I mean, doesn't a team have to have
right.
an opposing
I guess
team?
I guess a team would need some sort of opposition.
Yeah, what are the rules for your prayer
maybe
team?
Maybe it's like one of those games where you you play against yourself, like golf.
Like masturbating? Or actually...
Where you play with yourself.
Or just regular sex for me,
you know,
right?
Prayer is kind of like a lot like masturbating anyway.
Yeah,
so
right?
So I think we're kind of...
Not as satisfying.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, the prayer part, I mean... I mean, it's, I'm just saying, like, I'll fucking masturbate anywhere, but praying makes me feel ashamed.
All right, let's listen to this prayer team.
Oh, shit.
Each of you, my fellow team members, I just want to go over some of the weeks that we've had together. I think we...
God, they all sound weak like Ted Cruz. Oh, God, let's pray together. Is there a fucking decisive human being that supports Ted Cruz? One decisive actual human being?
Not anybody on the prayer team.
Well, all right, yeah.
Maybe the coach of the prayer team.
Right? Do they have fucking prayer cheerleaders? They're all chased as fuck. It's super boring.
They do prayer burpees to get training. So.
Certainly acknowledged that we are to put on the full armor of God during this season of prayer, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And then, having done everything, we are to stand firm. We are standing firm.
Having done everything?
Wiles
done
of the
what?
Devil? What's the wiles of the devil?
It's when the devil like tries to get you to have fun, and you're just like, no, fun sucks. Vote Ted Cruz. Vote the giant diaper baby man. That's what we need.
And praying at the Spirit at all times. I can see that from your emails. And just from the general sense that I'm getting from each of you, we Christians are indeed engaged in a conflict that is both relentlessly and cunningly waged.
You can tell somebody's working and doing a thing from a general sense. You know, I know, Cecil, that's actually how I give reviews at work. When it's fucking review time, I'm like, you know, I get a general sense that you're probably working totes hard. So, anyway... Here's 5 to 7%. Like
you don't do any kind of objective measure.
No, I would never want to be like, oh yeah, look at, you know, I mean, revenue increased by 3.5% this year. Our expenses were down. You did a fine job. Looks like your productivity went up. No, I don't do any of that. Instead, it's just like, oh, you know what? I get a general sense that you're not an abject failure. So
you don't get that general sense from me, though.
No, I'm not. This is hypothetical.
Okay, all right, fair.
We, my prayer team members, are in no position to retire from this conflict.
Well, then you need a better position.
You literally
Maybe
did
stretch.
Nothing. You literally did nothing. So fucking, oh, my God, you did nothing and you're not tired.
I know. Right?
Oh, fuck. Look out. They're roaring to go.
Whoa. Wait a minute. I need to be in a better position to simply accomplish nothing later today. Yeah. Like, oh, what'd you get done this morning? Well, I didn't do shit, but later this afternoon I got a strenuous schedule of also not doing shit. And then maybe I thought in the evening I would follow it up by not doing fucking anything else later.
And we're exhorted by Peter to resist the devil, remaining steadfast in faith. James tells us to resist the devil and he'll flee.
Bill says, fuck the devil right in the ass.
Yeah, Tony Perkins says, like, who fucking cares?
Tony Robbins says the devil should run over these hot coals and feel real good about himself when he's done. Joel Osteen told the devil to whiten his teeth.
The prince of the power of the air.
Fuck it, are you kidding me? The
what?
Prince of the power of the air?
The what?
The prince of the power of the air.
The what?
The prince of the power of the air.
The what?
The prince of the power of the air.
You know, he said his name 3 times. Don't look in a mirror.
Oh, he's going to show up. The devil is Beetlejuice. Yeah.
Is indeed resourceful. But my friends, he is not ignorant. We are not ignorant of his devices. We know that he opposes the gospel. But I want you each to remember this. This adversary becomes enraged when the people of God get on their knees.
I've never been enraged coming when someone's on their knees. I've never. I mean, I'm just enraged is not engorged.
Sure,
absolutely.
Yeah,
well,
engorged.
Engorged-ish.
God, that is fucking generous, my friend.
Listen.
My goodness.
Hey, that's an adjective I claim. Engorged. It's not true, but I will take it.
I guess if one extra blood cell was there.
I love this fucking guy.
I love Ted Cruz's dad is fucking amazing.
We haven't had
Lucy,
Ted Cruz's
I'm home.
Ted Cruz's 900-year-old father has not been on the show in a long time. This is from the Raw story. Here I am, Lord. Use me like the dirty tissue I am.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Ted Cruz's dad says the Holy Ghost authorized the White House run. So we should just listen to this shit.
All right, here we go.
I would assume, you correct me, that you and your family, and especially Ted, have been called to run for president. How do you pray for him?
Well, I'll tell you, the decision to run for president of...
I can't listen to this guy. Wait, I tell you.
I'll tell you something.
All right, wait. I tell you about it. Eh?
It was a long decision.
What I did is I wish real hard toward the sky. The sky says, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, God.
I think, thank you, Sky.
Schizophrenia is a hell of a disease, man.
That guy's amazing.
Ted and his wife and family, they spend 6 months in prayer, just seeking the will of God as to what to do.
Look, I'm not going to tell them right away. They got to want it.
Spent 6 months in prayer.
I don't even know what that means. They do no other work. They're just like, wait, Ted, you want to go out fucking boating?
Hey, Ted.
Fuck you, man. I'm praying to see if I can be president.
Ted, do you want to vote in Congress?
Hey, do you want to go to work? I am talking to Jesus.
Oh, and that culminated one time that the whole family was together. And even his senior staff, we were attending a church service all together at First Baptist Church of Houston, where he's a member.
I'm sorry, his accent's hilarious.
God, should my son run for president, I'll be here for 6 months.
His accent is hilarious.
You just tell me sometime around June, okay? June or July.
You could tell Lucy.
And after church, we went up to the pastor's office. We spent 2 hours on our knees seeking God's will.
That sounds fucking hot.
That pastor, he just loves oral. He's Dude, just a huge fan.
2 hours? That's 2 hours?
That's a long time and not popping.
Dude, I'll tell you,
you know what,
what
I mean. Like, my goodness.
2 hours without a break? Somebody's fucking sore.
Man.
I mean, like... That's a day you wake up, you're like, fucking, what the fuck happened today? That's a goddamn PR.
No, you gotta suck on it. Don't just hold it in your mouth.
That's not, you got some work to do. Work to do.
You have to put it in and out of your mouth.
Hey, you just keep your head there, I'll fuck your head. It's fine.
About this decision. And it was there where Heidi said a word that, you know, I believe it was just inspiration from God. And she said, seek God's face, not God's hand.
Because a blowy's better than a handy? Is that why?
Tell you what.
I mean, I agree.
I agree, too.
I mean, the handy is the consolation prize of sex acts. Right? That's just like, if it'll get you out of the car. Fine. Grease is the word.
Oh, seek God's face,
yeah,
not God's his hand. And that's what tells you to run for president. And they're like, oh, well, then I'm gonna run for president.
Because
and his wife had the vision, like, he didn't even have the,
well,
like,
he saw her face
and then he came her in hand. Her hand.
It's like, I don't know.
Oh, it's the M&M logo. It's like, melts in your mouth, not in your hand. That's what it is.
And that was just as if there was a presence of the Holy Spirit in the room, and that, you know, we all were at awe, and Ted, just all that it came out of his mouth, he said, here am I, Lord.
All that came out of his mouth was TMI, Lord. TMI, Lord.
TMI, Lord. Whoa, hey.
Hey.
That's a lot of information,
Why
man.
Why don't you just put it back in my face, Lord? Not in my hand.
Use me. Here am I, Lord. I surrender to whatever your will for my life is. And it was at that time that he felt the peace.
He what?
He felt his peace. He was feeling on his peace, Tom. That's what he said, yeah.
I literally didn't know what he said. I thought he said he feeled the peas. And I'm like, what the fuck is he? What does that even mean? He feeled the peas? Okay.
He felt the peace.
Running down his leg. He felt the peas running down his leg, and he knew he had to get a tissue before he could waddle through the bathroom.
About running for president of the United States.
I love that guy.
That guy's amazing.
I don't mean to just make fun of a man.
Thank you, God.
You know, we were talking earlier about the show about punching up and punching down. Yeah. Making fun of that guy's accent is punching down.
I don't care.
I don't give a fuck, because that shit is awesome. That's I can't understand awesome. Anything he says. It's delightful.
I'll tell you what. I would hire that guy to do yard work.
So racist. That's so racist. That's so racist.
Well, the thing is like before.
You are a racist.
It was before the guy, they wound up picking him up at Home Depot to do this interview. He's standing outside.
The real Ted Cruz was too expensive. It's like, we could get like seven standing Ted Cruzes for the price of one.
None
real.
Of this can go in the it's show. You realize that, right?
Yeah. Can't. Oh, it's funny, though. Oh, it's fucking funny.
Hey, guys. Hey. Use me, Lord. Come on. Hey.
Hey, Lord.
Ay, ay, ay.
Hey, Lord, gum in my hand and then on my sombrero. Badges? We don't need no stinking badges. Oh, badges? Oh, we don't need no stinking badges.
Oh, my God. It's like fucking interviewing Cheech and Chong about oh, God. Oh. That could never go in the show.
I know. But it's amazing.
Oh, God. Best thing about this podcast is you're just as terrible a person as I am.
The semen is the cream of the blood. Semen is produced by the blood. It is the cream. It is the cream of blood. That's just no other way to say it.
This story comes from the Raw story. Harlem pastor, gays can't foreclose on my church until they birth babies through their anus. I love you. Pastor Manning, you're amazing. Never go anywhere. I want to buy his church and just give it back to him. I just want to be like, hey, man,
don't go anywhere.
You know,
we will pay all of your fees.
Right in the fields, bro.
Oh, God.
Oh, I got you.
Just give it right back to him. We want to hire you as an LGBT youth counselor. All right, so this is Pastor David Manning. Being fucking super duper crazy. And I guess the camera woman is now involved in the videos too. So you'll hear that as well.
But I see this, as many of the elders have discussed, as just more of an opportunity for us to get more press and to get more coverage to explain our position and as to who we are. Right now, the articles are jumping all over the place. I've gotten calls from everybody about this, the news organization. In fact, I share this with you to all the sodomites that think that you're going to purchase this church and foreclosure sale. Let me tell you something.
It's only in foreclosure because you don't pay your fucking mortgage.
I love that only absolutely despicable people make that little sound. That sound. That little sound. That's like your evil lizard brain,
right?
Creates that sound.
Yeah, that's the sound you make right before you open your volcano layer, right?
Or rape a kid. One or the other. Want some candy?
I got puppies in my van.
Before you can ever own the Lord's house, because that's what this is.
That's right.
That this is the Lord's house. This ain't no damn bathhouse.
That's right.
This ain't no fag house.
Whoa.
Man, that one right out of the park real quick.
All right.
Hey, buddy.
That escalated quickly.
You going to drop an N-word here soon?
Right? Jeez.
Jeez, man.
This is the Lord's house. Amen.
See? You hear that? Do you hear that fucking laugh? That fucking laugh? That's the evil shitbag laugh.
And before you can ever own this property.
Here's what it is, asshole. It's not the fucking Lord's house. It's the fucking bank's house, fuckhead.
Right? I know.
It ain't your fucking house, you fucking twat. You know what it's going to be? It's going to be an LGBT center. Because guess what? There's not enough bigots in the world to bail you out, you fucking degenerate. Yep. And the fucking bank is going to take that fucking house from you, and they're going to do whatever the fuck they want with it, son.
Which is called sell it to the highest bidder, because that's how this shit works. And when the sheriff comes fucking knocking on your door, and you're like, this is the Lord's house, and he fucking, don't tase me, bro, and then you're on the ground flipping your fucking shit, he fucking throws your ass into the fucking dirt of your front yard of your fucking bigot home.
Yeah.
ha ha. Who's laughing your little hate laugh now?
Yeah, it's going to be called fucking Homo Center, and you're going to have to suck it up.
Right, literally.
Too bad, bro.
Literally.
Yeah.
Hook or crook?
What?
A hook or crook?
What the fuck? What the fuck are you talking about?
Hook or crook?
Fucking.
I'm just going to yell that. I don't know what that means either.
To own this property, you will be carrying men who are fags with testicles.
Well, that's.
Fags with testicles.
Fags with testicles.
Oh, no. What has the world come to? Fags with testicles. Eh.
Yeah.
Eh.
Eh.
Will be carrying babies in their testicles.
That doesn't sound possible.
I think you need a biology class real bad.
I think that's his point, though. Yeah. His point is that he's saying, you're never going to have this place.
Right.
It's the camel through the eye of the needle garbage.
Right. It's as impossible as growing a baby in your nuts.
In your nuts.
And then shitting wonderful.
He's going to say shitting it out your ass here in a second.
And giving birth to them through their anus. That's how impossible it is for you to get this house.
Actually, all you have to have is money.
Yeah. Literally all you need is money. Which that's all you need. You know what? You know what could happen? A fucking rich philanthropist like Bill Gates or any, I mean, fucking somebody with millions of dollars, not billions, right? We don't have to go to the we don't have to go to the billions. We could just go into the millionaire people.
Right.
They could easily buy this fucking place without even breaking a sweat, write a check for it, and give it away.
Yep. It would just be a write-off, yeah. Right? It's like, I'm going to buy it and write it off.
They could buy it, have a giant gay orgy in it, ejaculate on every surface, and then burn it. In fact, I think that might be what we do with it.
I feel like giving all our money to this church. This would be, if we were nearby, it would be amazing to get a loan and buy this and turn this into Glory Hole Studios.
Yeah.
Nothing in the world would make me happier. If we were nearby,
the
nothing in the world.
Would be awesome.
Ugh. To turn this fucking hate church into Glory Hole Studios.
It'd be kind of amazing.
It would be outrageously awesome.
When you start carrying a baby in your bags and birthing that baby through your ass. Then you can own this house.
That's right. That is true. I believe that what he is saying is an accurate statement of facts. Yes, that is right.
I'll tell you what. When you want to give birth to that baby, you just got to eat a bunch of Metamucil.
Right?
And then the baby just comes right out.
I worry
Labor
about,
is real fast, you know?
It better be because the fucking baby is in my nuts and somehow has to work its way to my ass, and I'm not sure how that's going to happen, but it's not going to be a good day.
I've given birth to my fair share of food babies, and none of it is ever good.
Yeah, right.
It's
but it didn't originate in your nuts, right? You were never like, oh, I'm so full, my nuts are heavy.
It's going to kind of suck, too, because I'm going to have to shit the baby out of my ass, and the only place to do that is a toilet. Do I have to put, like, a little netting there so he doesn't go in the water, or does he get baptized in the toilet water?
There you go. You baptize. You know, you got to call TLC first and be like, I didn't know I was pregnant.
I didn't know I had a baby in my balls.
I just thought I had enormous 8-pound testicles.
Sir, it's an 8-pound testicle.
Pull a baby out your ass. You ain't gonna pull this church out from underneath to us. And boom shakalaka goes right there.
What just happened?
He said boom shakalaka.
And boom shakalaka goes right there.
Well, it does go right there.
That's where you put your boom shakalaka.
That is exactly where.
Does anybody know where to put this boom shakalaka?
I always store all my spare boom shakalakas. Right there.
You got home from work and you take your keys out of your pocket, your wallet.
I always leave little piles of boom shakalaka everywhere I go.
Right? It's a problem, it turns out.
Yeah. But now I've learned I store it right there.
And all you fags can go to hell and do it now.
Okay.
He's Superman.
Okay, we'll go to that imaginary place after we buy your real fucking church.
All the fags are just inexplicably in Indiana.
Yeah.
They're just like looking around, just like Fort Wayne? Like, really?
Jeez, it smells like Santorum here.
It's terrible.
I'm James David Manning, everybody. I'm the Lord Sherbert.
The Lord Sherbert?
The Lord Sherbert.
Did he say he was the Lord Sherbert?
Maybe servant. I don't know. But possibly Sherbert.
Go back and play that again. I think he said Sherbert. I think he's the Lord's Sherbert.
I'm James David Manning, everybody. I'm the Lord Sherbert.
That's Sherbert, man.
It sounds like Sherbert to me.
I'm the Lord Sherbert. Okay.
Okay, bro.
So you're the Lord's like consolation ice cream?
Podcasters. They live in squalor, destitute, and disenfranchised, eking out an existence as best they can in such desolate places as Chicago. In pairs, but otherwise alone. They suffer from hunger and thirst, barely making it day to day on store brand chicken wings and weak domestic beer. But now you can help. For just a few dollars a podcast, pennies a day, you can give them the restaurant-style chicken wings and imported beer that they so desperately need. For less than the price of a cup of coffee, you can make a difference in their lives, allowing them the opportunity to rant unfettered, as nature intended. Please, go to patreon.com/distancepod. Today, make a pledge and help these poor, innocent creatures lead a life worth living.
So, this story is from Right Wing Watch as well. Alex Jones, Bernie Sanders will throw us into forced labor camps like Mao Zedong. So, Bernie Sanders would be lucky to throw a baseball. He's 100 years old. He's not throwing me
anywhere.
That's
one thing. That's one thing that does worry me a little bit about Sanders too, is his age, his advanced age.
Yeah. Well, it was a legitimate criticism with McCain.
With
we
McCain.
Talked about this.
Yeah.
And people, it's so funny because people supported us on that, right? We mocked McCain. We didn't mock him, but we had serious concerns about his age.
Yeah.
And Palin is
yeah.
the vice presidential candidate.
You
right?
won't know his vice presidential candidate. And let's presume that Bernie Sanders is the front runner and works his way all the way through the thing. You won't know until after the Democratic
primary's
complete.
Yeah, he won't announce him.
So you won't know until August sometime.
Right.
And the chance for us to vote for him is in March. We vote in March.
Yeah.
But other people will be voting much sooner. So he'll be the front runner. If he's the front runner, he'll be the front runner long before. So you've got to just trust that he's going to pick somebody good. You
right.
know what I mean?
Like, which I do trust.
I do trust it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would love to see Elizabeth Warren. That would be amazing.
Dude, a Sanders Warren ticket?
Yeah.
Dude,
I'd be kind of rooting for him to die. I'd be like, okay.
It wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
It's a thing. It'd be like Sanders is dead.
We're gonna
long
get
live
so
Warren.
Much email for just saying that. Just for even kidding around. Like I'd be rooting for him to die.
Look, guys, I'm voting for Sanders. I don't know how else to say this, but he is not the perfect man. Let's go ahead and listen to the Alex Jones, debacle, whatever this fucking garbage is.
Now, with the Democrat race, I think those polls are basically correct. I think that's up for grabs. I think it's a jump ball.
Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton in a jump ball. If he jumped, he'd break his fucking hip.
They would both, like, that nobody's winning. That's it. Like, I think she'd fucking post up on that bitch.
She would. She, like, fucking. She tomahawk dunks on Bernie Sanders. Oh, God. That's amazing.
He's got the goggles. Like, yeah. he's got the.
No, Bernie Sanders comes in wearing, because when the guys get a fractured face, they wear that like Phantom of the Opera mask.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He comes in with like a Phantom of the Opera mask on.
And a Phantom of the Opera hip. He comes in on a scooter. He's playing murder ball.
And I tell you what, I would love nothing better than to see Bernie Sanders take a victory here in Iowa, and I think that builds momentum for him and the enthusiasm.
I agree. He would be great to defeat. But, I mean, I don't want to be put in this forced labor camp.
I don't want to be put in a forced labor camp either.
Well, yeah.
It makes everybody. That actually makes 100% of the people.
Yeah, I don't want them, but I also realize that there's literally zero danger of that happening.
Right.
Yeah. I don't want to get attacked by a wolf right now either.
That's
there's a lot of things I don't want. I don't want to get hit by a train right now.
Yeah,
I don't want to drown in the Mariana Trench.
Mariana Trench.
Is that what it is? Marinara Trench. I don't want to drown in the Marinara Trench.
I don't want to drown in any trench, as it turns out.
Yeah.
Like, name it whatever you want.
It's a lot of fucking vegetables you gotta chop to fill that fucker
up. If I gotta
up.
Drown in marinara, I'm all right. There's a lot worse ways I anticipate going.
Yeah.
Right?
With two mozzarella sticks shoved up your nose, drowning in marinara.
He died the way he lived.
I mean, I don't want to be ruled over by that piece of crap.
Alex, you and I have worked too hard to see Hillary go bye-bye. If Bernie can defeat her and keep her out of
the... No, I hear you. Creepy to have a hardcore commie.
What are you saying? You're just making it up.
Look, the guy says he's a socialist, not a communist, you dumb fuck.
He's a hardcore commie. He wants to put me in a forced labor camp. Nobody has ever said that ever.
Nobody said that, yeah.
Nobody, except
also,
for you.
Also, to be honest, you could probably use a little labor.
Right?
I mean, looking at you, buddy.
Wouldn't hurt you.
Just do a jumping jack. Just one jumping jack. Okay,
That's optimistic.
Just do the motion and clap your hands above your head, because we know you can't lift off the ground.
He needs to start a little lower than that. He needs to scale, Cecil, scale. If he can snap his fingers, I'll fucking...
Go to Zumba. And then...
He wants to put me in a forced relocation camp like Mao Zedong. I mean, this country, the fact that he has 10,000 people and 20,000 in Iowa at events, I mean, Drudge has an image of it up on his side. That's scary, man.
Why is that scary, dumb fuck? He's got good ideas.
Yeah, people like him because he's... not pro all the wealth to seven dudes. That's it. I love Bernie Sanders. I find him an inspiringly honest, belligerent, cranky guy. I watch him and he's mad and he should be mad. I love his anger.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love the honesty and I love the independent streak in the guy. I love Bernie Sanders. I do. I think he's great. I don't think he's going to throw me into a fucking forced labor camp because that's garbage.
You know, I feel like, too, you know, one of the things that I think is super refreshing about him is how he doesn't play those games. I haven't seen any real attack ad from him. I haven't seen any.
He said he won't do it.
Yeah, I haven't seen when they've given him a platform to sort of grandstand and talk about. You know, to throw a couple jabs here and there.
Yeah.
He just refuses to do it.
He won't do it. He doesn't have a super. There's no super. He won't take any super.
I just feel
money.
Like that's super refreshing. And this guy's like, fuck that guy.
I know, right?
Well, I tell you what. If Bernie Sanders somehow were to become president, I suspect that you and I would become illegal immigrants somewhere.
Yeah, it's crazy, but I hear you. He is easier to defeat than her because he can't play the whole female thing.
Oh, God. Oh, what a degenerate.
Yeah, he can't play the whole female thing because we all know that women usually get so many advantages for being women in this world.
Yeah, like, remember when she cried and that was the worst thing?
That was it, right?
That was the worst thing that
could
happen.
And it wasn't like she was like, bah!
It was like
I've got a fucking
tiny,
sad Indian tear, like you, like, polluted and
yeah,
I made
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then people just like flipped their shit on her and totally turned on her and she lost the primary because of it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. These women, they just have all these fucking
advantages.
Now, as far as God's concerned, he knows the end from the beginning, and he sees a little baby. And that little baby could grow up to be Adolf Hitler. He could grow up to be Joseph Stalin. He could grow up to be some serial killer. Or he could grow up to die of a hideous disease. God sees all that. And for that life to be terminated while he's a baby, he's going to be with God forever in heaven. So that isn't a bad thing. So how could God do that? How could a good God let that happen? Well, the good God is going to take that baby to heaven right now, and that isn't a bad thing.
This story comes from the Friendly Atheist blog. At Florida subcommittee hearing, man says abortion must be restricted to preserve white culture. So weird, man. It's so weird. Let's go ahead and read this. It says, the legislature finds that all human life comes from the Creator, has an inherent value that cannot be quantified by man, and begins at the earliest biological development of a fertilized human egg. It goes on to say that the personal liberty is not a license to kill or otherwise destroy any form of human life. The state has an interest in stopping abortions unless the safety of the mother is in question. There's video of this.
Let's play the video. Yeah. We'll play it for a minute.
Yep.
Next, we have Greg Pound representing themselves. Waves in.
I'm sorry I didn't have time to fill that card out. I didn't want to miss my chance to speak. You know, there's a saying that evil contains with it the seed of its own destruction. And, if we don't see the consequences that's bringing upon us as a nation, you know, if you were to read the Bible, study the Word, and see what it says, what the Creator says about children and the love for families, and we see the destruction we're bringing upon ourselves as a nation. Do you know the Muslims, they don't kill their babies? Do you know I was sitting in this chambers here when you had the immigration bill come through here, and the Mexicans that were here said, do these people think they live on an island? Do these white people think they're on an island? I mean, what you're doing is these people aren't going to kill their babies. I tell them, listen, La Raza. Jesus te quiere, Jesus te ama, La Raza. And that means their race is through the breeding of having families, children. And what happens is once you see the condition that we're in, where we're destroying ourselves and destroying our families, we've accepted something in this country that's going to, that the Creator is going to, we're going to pay for it. We're not going to escape.
We're not going to escape.
Escape it, bro.
We're not going to escape it.
It's the fucking Mexicans that are having all the babies.
Yeah, well, it's the race, right? It's the Mexicans
it's
and the Muslims.
Mexicans and the Muslims.
And the white people need to have more babies so that we can outpace the Mexicans and the Muslims.
Sure.
Because it's a race to be more white.
Well, you lose the tug of war then.
That's it.
And that's...
It's terrible. You can't field a decent team.
No.
You can't.
It's really horrible, yeah.
You can't bigot your bigotry enough.
You can't form hands and say... Maybe like a human chain or wall, then.
Wall?
Yeah.
You build a fucking wall of fucking white kids around the border.
Why don't we just build it of like aborted fetuses?
I don't know why. There's 50 million of them. Yeah. We should just stack them high and deep.
Exactly.
The judgment we're bringing upon ourselves. As I was looking at the other bills, it says a lack of workers in rural areas for an aging population workforce, We're becoming like Europe. No culture's ever reversed the 1.9 fertility rate. Our fertility rate in America is 1.6.
Okay, so then you can't reverse it. So what? Like you,
Do we need more people? Are we at a place where I feel like we need more people?
It's don't think so.
We're not chewing up resources across this earth fast enough.
I think we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Anybody who talks about like, you know, the idea that a reduction in population is somehow going to be a reduction in power both misunderstands power and the problem of population. It's ridiculous. You don't need more. Our strength does not come. China's got a quadrillion people. India has a fucking double quadrillion people, right? They're fucking crawling with people. And they're also crawling with fucking abject shit poverty, right?
Yeah.
Power on the international stage, economic power, military power, it doesn't come from just having lots of fucking hands and feet and legs. You know, it comes from a lot of other sources. Power is not people. You don't need a bunch of fucking people chewing through resources in order to be still, you know, an economically viable nation. That's fucking asinine.
It's Canada, 1.5. Europe, 31 countries called the EU, it's 1.3. And you see the people, and I have to ask myself, I said, do you see that we're under judgment? You don't see us as a culture, as a white culture, pushing this agenda of abortion, women outside the home, not having babies?
What?
Well, here we go, dude. It's fucking.
You know, the thing is,
all aboard the crazy train. Woo! Yeah.
You could hear it working its way through in the very early stages. And then he just can't control it at the end.
Yeah. He's just, this is it. This is the culmination. We are at money shot. He is tipped over the edge.
There's judgment on us. And the judgment, Tom, judgment is that women aren't staying home and they're basically not shitting out kids.
That's it.
They're not forming the kids in their testicles and then shitting them out their ass.
God's mad. Because women aren't making him a sandwich.
Yeah.
That's what he's fucking mad about, right?
Everybody getting more and more and more and more, just more and more, like we don't have enough. And we're so fat, the nation is so fat and so sick that we're a sick nation.
Wait, why are you mad that we're fat? What does that have to do with anything?
Fuck you, asshole.
We're fat because peanut M&Ms are delicious, motherfucker. What does that have to do with anything?
Pass those Rolos over here.
Yeah, I got them.
And if we don't repent, if the people lead our government, you are legislating morality by the laws you pass. You are legislating religion and morality by the laws that we pass.
That's standard. Like look, here's the thing. Like, all legislation is a comment on morality, right? Like, when we say, like, hey, man, don't murder people or you go to jail. Is that a comment on morality? Of course it's a comment on morality. Like, it's a meaningless thing to say. Like, yeah, it's like saying, hey, man, you guys notice the sky was blue?
But he's saying
fuck
religion.
Off.
But didn't he say religion, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're not, man. Because these things are not, they're not intertwined. Legislation and religion are not intertwined.
Well, in his mind, of course, they would be, right?
It would
because
have
he's
to be.
Like, he's like, my religion says... My interpretation of my religion says no abortion. So when you say totes abortion, now you're shitting on my religious beliefs.
As a people. And it's destroying us as a nation. And I'm just telling you, you're bringing yourselves and your families under judgment. I mean, this thing about first and second, third trimester selling baby body parts.
None of that's true.
None of that's true. So it doesn't matter. Look, first trimester, that fucking baby is not a thing, right? Like, that's not even a lizard yet. It's nothing. It's meaningless.
I went to a funeral recently, and it was in a Catholic school. church, and the Catholic school was nearby. But I guess they had in the Catholic church little thing, they had a like a fucking science fair project looking thing. You know, the things, it's like a trifold thing.
Yeah,
and it's
got,
and they have a bunch of fucking like little tiny babies at the developmental stage. And even though they were trying to be as generous as they possibly could to show you how early that baby was, I'll tell you what, even though they were trying to be generous and make them as big as they possibly, you know what I mean? Like they're trying to.
It's like fluffing up like a fucking animal about to get eaten, right? It's like they're puffing out its fur.
They're doing all their all they can to make sure that you know that, no, it's as close to its fucking, it's going to be wearing a tuxedo in a day.
Yeah, right.
You know, even still, I would say up to about 14 weeks, it still didn't look like a thing. Like you look at it and you're like, that's not a thing. Like that's just a, it's just, you know, yeah, is it kind of in the shape of like a you know, a
homunculus?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Like a fucking salamander. Yeah, kind of looks like a salamander.
Yeah.
But, you know, it doesn't.
It looks vaguely animalian. Exactly.
It's not. It's not a fucking person. It's not. It's not somebody who got a scholarship.
Yeah. Exactly. You know. And we've said this. But my position has always been, and I'm hard pressed to think of a reason to change this position. Is that when we look at humans, fully actualized humans that become brain damaged to the point of brain death, we recognize inherently that there's no moral decision to be made about pulling the plug on somebody who's brain dead, right? If the brain stem keeps the heart pumping and the lungs breathing, but there's no actual brain activity in the cerebral cortex, like there's no personhood there. So if it works at the end of life, I don't know why it doesn't work just as well as a way to think about the beginning of life. Until there is significant higher functioning brain processes involved, then I don't think you can be said to be truly alive. You're at the very least a fucking meat vegetable.
Sure.
What do I give a fuck about a meat vegetable for?
Right.
It's just not a person yet.
Yeah, I totally agree. And you know, there's the idea of, you know, that we look at when we say that they're sick people and they should be able to make a decision at the end of their life on whether or not they want to live. The same could be said about, you know, the little babies, the little tiny, you know, zygotes or whatever. If we find out that it's going to be developmentally disabled to a point where it's going to be completely impaired.
Right.
You know, there's stories of people like that fucking like they're, you know, that what about that fucking head disease that's out there now? The little like, shrinking face disease.
I know, right? That's
that
awful.
Fucking terrifying shrinking, whatever it is.
That
ZD,
virus? Yeah.
The ZD, the baked ZD,
right?
Whatever it is. You know, that
baked ZD disease?
The fucking, the.
Oh, I know, man. It's a
like
shrunken head Beetlejuice shit,
scary
right?
Shit.
It's scary
it's
as fuck.
Scary shit. You have a baby now and you're like, oh, great. And it's fucked. And the baby is fucked.
Yep.
And you look at, you know, Brazil and other places, they're like, they don't have any fucking systems in place to stop people from having babies. They don't have any family planning in place. They don't have any, they certainly don't have abortion to the level that they should.
No, because they're as Catholic as it gets, man.
So we're stuck. You know, you're stuck with, well, looks like we got a whole army full of shrinking head babies, you know?
Enjoy this meat burden.
And you know, the thing is, it's
You know,
the thing is like,
Jesus,
there's other stories about like, oh yeah, the baby's head didn't develop fully and like half its face is gone and it only has a brain stem and it's going to be able to like fucking, all it will do is like click a few times before it dies.
Yes. Right.
You know? And you're just like, great.
Awesome.
Yeah. Can't wait to have that. You know, but the problem is that it's all broad brush shit. You know, this fucking idiot is going to be like, no abortions ever. You know, and you're just like, okay, well, one, it doesn't take into a fact. I mean, we haven't even been talking about the autonomy of the woman at all in this entire conversation, which is the most important part.
Yes.
But then we talk about let's just work our way back down. And you could look at, you know, the women who are or the babies who are, you know, fucking completely going to be fucked up that are not going to be able to be, you know, they're not even going to be autonomous.
Right.
But then, you know, throw into the fact that women get raped and that there's incest and all that stuff. And you're just like, okay, well, you know, are we going to force them to have babies? Or then, you know, their husband's abusive or, you know, I mean.
It's big government shit, right? Like, it's big government. Like, it's like the Republicans are the party of little government. And yet they're the same ones who are like, well, hang on a minute. I want to know what's going on in your fucking vagina.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck, man? stay the fuck out. Like, if you don't, because it's a real easy thing. If you don't want to have an abortion, nobody's saying you should get one.
Yeah.
Nobody's saying, oh man, you've got to get one. You're going to have a fucking developmentally delayed baby. You're like a fucking whatever. You have to get. No one is saying that. They're just like, hey man, it's an option. And if nobody takes anybody up on abortions, if tomorrow everybody woke up and was like, you know, I guess I'm just going to go ahead and not have an abortion. And fucking, there's no outside force being like, wait a minute. Doesn't somebody need an abortion? Like, there's no abortion commercials, right? Yeah. Like, I've never seen, like, an abortion television ad. Like, has this ever happened to you? Where, baby, suck. I wish I killed it. That's never been, I've never seen that ad.
Any serious Christian law is going to say that one of the primary teachings of Christianity is that you love your neighbor as yourself. Can you love your neighbor as yourself and then at the same time knee him in the face as hard as you can?
So this story comes from the Raw story. This is pretty great. Texas pastor begs God to smite UFC fighter with a lightning bolt because he threatened to punch Jesus. This is tremendous, and I love everything about it.
How often you threaten to punch Jesus? I mean, how often can you fucking actually fulfill that promise?
Here's the thing. I'll threaten it right now. Hey, Jesus, I would like to punch you. Oh, no, look, there's no Jesus around. No? No Jesus?
No Jesus.
There's going to be some fucking big dude named Jesus. He's going to be like, hey, man, I'll fuck you up. I'm like, all right. I was saying Jesus. It's fine.
You kind of talk like Ted Cruz's dad.
You sound like Raphael.
All right, let's watch this or listen to this. This is awesome. A Pastor Romero, who's bitching about Conor McGregor.
I'm telling you what, I'm going to pray that God strikes this guy dead. Do you know why? His name is Conor McGregor.
Yes.
And he's the UFC featherweight champ or something like that. And he's on his run of just knocking people out. But you know what? He got up and he said, if Jesus Christ was in the ring with me, I'd knock him out.
Yes, he did.
And then somebody threw that in his face and said, remember when you said that you would beat up Jesus in the ring? And he said, me and Jesus are good. You know why? He said, because gods recognize other gods.
That is awesome.
I think that's amazing.
That's fucking awesome.
I think that's amazing.
That's awesome.
That's
what did you think he was going to say?
Yeah. No kidding, right?
His job. This is a guy whose job it is to fight for money in a cage.
In a cage?
Were you expecting a fucking thespian to show up and be like, oh, Jesus, I knew him well. Alas, poor Christ.
Pardon me, good man. Let me break out my my book and explain to you from 1 Thessalonians. You know.
Hang on a minute. What do you think about your latest fight? Well, to be or not to be, that is... No, he fights for money in a cage. He thunderdomes for a living.
I'm surprised he could put sentences together.
I don't care if he does.
I know.
I don't care. He could be fucking seriously remote controlled.
They need to put like nails on their knuckles at this point.
Look, here's the thing, man. I don't care if these guys are really just fleshy battle bots. It means nothing to me. It means nothing.
He's fighting a guy and out pops like a buzzsaw out of his stomach and cuts him in half.
The guy's a UFC fighter. That guy's nothing.
Tell him that to his face.
No kidding, right?
That guy will fucking rip your dick off and beat you with it.
Yeah.
He will.
He's let money go to his head. He's got pride.
He's got pride. No, he's UFC, dude. He's not pride.
It's pride folded.
Pride's a totally different thing.
UFC bought that shit. Yeah.
And look, let me tell you this. The bigger they are, the harder they fall, my friend.
He's a featherweight. He's not even big.
He's 45.
He's fucking, to me, he's big. He's big, he'll fucking kill the shit.
I watched him do muscle-ups once. Have you ever seen him do muscle-ups?
No.
It's amazing, dude. I mean, he's a super ripped guy,
right? Yeah.
But he's just, I mean, all he does
his
is
strength
pull up,
to body weight
right
ratio
up,
is
pull
nothing.
Up, right
sure,
up,
right?
Yeah. It's pretty amazing, man. Yeah. The guy's fucking just a
of course
fucking
he is.
Beast, man.
He's made eyes. Again, I will go back to his occupation.
He's fucking made.
Right?
He's made a fucking gristle.
You think about that chick that was that UFC fighter that everybody loved 3 or 4 months ago. Everybody was on her. What was her name? Ronda Rousey. Everybody was all Ronda. When she lost, everybody that was on her side turned against her. Oh, I knew it. Because that's how the world works. That's how worldly friends are.
Yeah, you shouldn't have any world friends. Stupid world friends on the world.
What?
Walking around friending you on Earth like a bunch of jerk friends. What a douchebag.
Yeah, that's how fans work in sports.
Exactly.
That happens all the time,
right,
dummy.
Right.
Like, what? Is he trying to, like, try to say that this is how it's going to be with Conor McGregor? Because, yeah, that's how it's going to be with Conor McGregor, because eventually he's going to run into somebody who's going to put one on his chin, and he's going to fall down. That's just how fighting works.
Again, that is what happens when your job is to fight people. His job, it's not like he's an accountant that got beat up, right? It's not like he's just like, he's not a fucking accounts receivable. And one day he shows up and somebody's just like, what?
Worst day ever.
It's like, what the fuck?
When things are going good, they're behind you. When things go bad, they're against you.
No kidding, right?
Wow, I fucking sussed that one out, Man, it turns out that people like winners. Hold on, let me write that down. People like winners.
Yeah.
Huh.
And winners get sprinkles. So.
All these people that think that they love these people, you know, it's all pride, it's all wickedness, it's all worldliness. That guy, I'm going to pray that God strikes him down with a lightning bolt.
A lightning bolt. An actual lightning bolt.
I'll tell you this. I would be very impressed if during the middle of a UFC fight somehow a lightning bolt would hit him.
Dude.
Because they take place mostly indoors.
100% indoors.
Not 100%.
They fight outside?
Abu Dhabi, I thought they fought outside.
Well, Abu Dhabi, you can't even tell the difference.
I thought they did. And I've also seen I think it was Bodog fights used to fight outside too. But there was a couple of them that used to fight outside where they'd have like kind of like a little ring outside.
And that's amazing.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a few of them that fought outside.
If there's a fucking lightning bolt, then I retract all my statements. Right. If Conor McGregor is standing
inside.
It's got to
be a lightning bolt inside. It's got to be inside.
Even outside. I'll go ahead and take the whole thing. Fucking takesies, backsies.
Okay.
So everybody in the world that believes the Bible, even a little bit, we'll know that it was God. It was Jesus that stroke him down.
Yeah.
That stroke him down.
That stroke him
down.
Hey,
look, you know, you got to give that guy a nice rub down after a fight. And
whatever,
sometimes
man.
Your hands wander.
It's just Here's human nature.
He's a very attractive, bearded man.
He seems tense. You just got to, just a little hand release. That's good.
That's it.
Look, you say, well, he's not even saved. Look, Herod wasn't saved. But when he did this big oration, he gave not God the glory, and God killed him, and his body was eaten with worms.
And God killed him, and his body was eaten with worms. He's so bad. And God was super duper mad. He put him in an Easy Bake Oven, turned him into a brownie, and ate him.
And then he fell into worms. Hey, bro, you know what happens when you die back in the olden days? You got ate by worms.
Oh, my God, he's so fucked. Can I hear that again? Can you hear that again?
I guess.
He's not even saved. Look, Herod wasn't saved. But when this big oration, he gave not God the glory, and God killed him, and his body was eaten with worms.
Here's the best part. His body wasn't eaten by worms,
no,
but
it's eaten with
worms.
Well, no, that pairs well together.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
I was just,
yeah,
it's like,
it's like when you have the caramelized onion on the side, and you're like, oh, yeah, if I dip the caramelized onion and I do a little swash of the sauce and I eat that, that's like this. You eat it with worms.
You're just like, yeah. The Herod's good, but with the worms?
Tell you what.
Magnifique!
And then he can do the same thing to anybody that he wants to.
Yeah, he could,
yeah,
but he
big
doesn't.
Duty heads.
But he doesn't.
My dad could beat
and
up your
he
dad.
He doesn't. And because every single death that we have is pretty much fucking explainable.
Right? Hey, remember that time when it was like Hitler?
Oh, God. No kidding.
Right? And God's just like, well, he didn't say he beat up my kid.
Well, Hitler was giving me the glory, so I just didn't want to. I didn't want to knock him off his podium.
He seems like a right good fella.
And I did like that word blitzkrieg.
He can just look down and with his little finger to say so, boom.
Oh, God.
Oh,
I love when they anthropomorphize him, too, because they're just like, and he can go with his little tiny finger, and he can be like, boop a doop a doop a doop. A fucking break.
Some catastrophic event. Because he's a wicked person. And if you watch him and you're a fan of his and you call yourself a Christian, shame
Good.
On you.
Yeah, I'm going to root for him every time now.
I am going to buy him a...
No. I'm going to find a shirt that has something that says, you know, like fucking Conor McGregor can knock out Jesus. And I'd buy it and wear it all the time.
Yep. That needs to be a thing. I love his comment, like, gods recognize other
it's
gods.
It's fucking amazing.
It's perfect.
It's amazing.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This story comes from the Edmonton.
I think you were going with Edmonton.
Edmonton? That's
Edmonton.
Not a place.
It's
Edmonton
in the Mariana Trench.
It's delicious over there. This story is fucked up. Quebec spa workers heading to prison for role in extreme sweating death of woman wrapped in mud and cellophane. So this woman who looks like she's got, like, look at her ears in the picture. I'm not making fun of the victim here, but does she have, like, Liv Tyler elf ears?
Either that or her hair is in a position that makes it look like she has elf ears.
Okay, because those really totes look like elf ears.
It kind of, she
that
might,
totes
though.
Was for you, by the way, PayPal donation.
She might actually be wearing elf ears here, because if you look, it looks like there's some sort of, like, tiara, like, thing
on her head.
That makes it maybe look like she was cosplaying before she died.
Here's the thing. When I die tragically.
Yeah.
Which could be this
tragically.
Evening.
None of it's never going to be tragically.
It's comedically what it is.
It's going to be inevitable. The sooner it is, the better.
Can somebody find a picture of me where I'm not, like, dressed for Halloween? Like, is that really the best picture anybody can find? It'd be like if somebody took my cognitive dissonance picture where I'm wearing a fucking blonde wig with a cigar in my mouth, and that's, like, my obit.
Yeah.
It's like when somebody takes a picture of you drunk, passed out with a penis drawn on
your
forehead.
Exactly, yeah. Like what I want is my obit photo to have me, somebody caught me on the shitter.
Right?
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, it's like
trying to, like, quickly cover up, and my belly's hanging over. And
your belly covers everything it needs to.
I don't really have to move very quickly.
You can't move
I don't
quickly.
Move.
Quebec spa workers heading to prison for role in extreme sweating death of woman wrapped in mud and cellophane. So this poor woman goes to a fucking cuckoo retreat, right? So she goes to a retreat where everybody's an asshole and sweats out the unhappiness or whatever.
Yeah, and they treat you like fucking, I don't even know, like fucking puff pastry.
Right, well, they easy bake oven these people, right? So here's what they did. So they took the people that were going to be part of this personal growth seminar. I love that.
Well, and they planted them.
They planted, right? They plaster them in mud, then they wrap them in a plastic sheet, and then a blanket, and then my very favorite part, they put their head in a cardboard box for 9 hours.
Isn't this how they cured the meat in Motel Hell?
Like, the only more surefire way to make sure somebody dies of dehydration and heat exhaustion would be to wrap them in banana leaves and bury them over a pit of coals. Like, that's like
either that or pour gasoline on them and light them on fire.
Right. Right. Yeah. So this poor woman is like, I'm going to do some personal growth. And by personal growth, I mean, terrible way to die.
I mean, I'm going to feed all the fucking flora and fauna around me.
So you stick. There has to come a moment when that's happening where you're like, wait a minute. Do we need the cardboard box? Like, can't I keep my head? I know that
it's
got
to be a horrible
fucking,
way to die too.
Like,
it's really got to be the
up,
worst
like, fucking
way to die. Well, you're trussed up.
Heat pig.
You're
they put an apple in your mouth.
You're fucking vomiting because you got. I mean, that's what happens. You're vomiting. You probably have the worst headache in the history of headaches.
Right.
You know, and you're just. I mean, you're just fucking immobilized with pain. And then
it can't be good.
And then they pick the box and they're like, whoops. They slowly put the box back down and stuff away. Like, maybe they won't notice.
All the numbers. Yeah, just keep calling numbers.
Yeah.
I love that it's 9 hours.
Jesus.
9 hours. If you fucking trust me up like this, I'd be like, I need out. I need out right now. Yeah. This is. They cover you in the mud, and you're just like, oh, that's kind of gnarly and weird. But okay, some people think mud is magic because they're retarded. And then they fucking cellophane you, and you're just like, what's going on here? And they're like, well, that's not enough. Let's put another blanket on and fucking stick your head in a box.
Oh, God. It's horrifying, man. It really
is a terrifying way to die.
It's truly horrifying. And the worst part, I think, about the whole thing is that these people are tricked into believing that this sort of thing is helpful, right? This is going to make me a better person. It's going to help me out in some way. I mean, you don't go to a spa to not try to get rejuvenated, right? Like, that's what spas are for. You know what I mean? Like, they're for either a cleansing of some sort, whether that's the external part of the body, it's a mud pack for that. You know, maybe they're doing it for their skin or whatever it is that they're doing it for.
Sure.
They're doing it for try to improve themselves. They go in there with the false pretense that this is going to help them in some way. And here's this fucking asshole who fucking plants them in the ground like a flower and then fucking wraps them in cellophane. You know, I mean, it's just a horrible, horrible situation. And this, you know, these people were duped, and then the person died from it.
Yeah, this isn't
good that you're getting fucking charged with it, because it's fucking harmful.
It is.
It's not a harmless thing.
It is, and it's you know that whole like sweat lodge nonsense where it's like, oh, let's get fucking super hot until we hallucinate and fucking body stops working and our fucking have complete organ system shut down. And it's like, oh man, I had this tremendous spiritual experience. Look, man, take some DMT and call me in the morning. Like, you don't have to fucking sweat until your system breaks.
I know, right? Yeah. Right? And I mean, that's exactly what happened. I mean, the system just broke.
Right. It said her organs shut down one by one. It's a fucking domino effect of no.
Well, we should be back on Monday with another full show. We hope to be on another couple podcasts. We'll keep you informed on the other places that we showed up. If you check the show notes, you can find a link to the Mythicis Milwaukee show that we were on. And you can also find a link to the Apostasy Now podcast that we were also on. That's going to be it for today. And we're going to leave you, like we always do, with the Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno-Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo-quasi-alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy, healing, water, downward spiral, brain dead pan, sales pitch, late night info docutainment. Leo, Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death and towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards, vaccine nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your sides. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
The opinions and views expressed in this show are that of the hosts only. Our poorly formed and expressed notions do not represent those of our wives, employers, friends, families, or of the local dairy council.